mind to be normal. So open your mind. Desires are first fulfilled in your consciousness. And after you let your desires be fulfilled in your mind, after you let your desires be fulfilled in your mind, then your desires come forth into the outer world. Clothed with materiality. So the secret is to be thankful for your good while it's still invisible. The secret is to be thankful for your good while it's still invisible. The secret is to be thankful for your good while you still don't see it. You cannot wait until you possess the visible form to express your gratitude. You cannot wait until you possess the physical materialization of your desire to express your gratitude. Express your gratitude before it materializes. You express your gratitude before your desire materializes in order to have it materialize. By giving gratitude before you even see your good manifest, you are getting rid of any delay in the entire process. If you are out of money, if you are lacking or out of money, if you have no money, you are lacking money, if you are broke as a dog, find a way to earn money. Do the best you can, even if it's sweeping floors, while you're working on a prosperity consciousness. Work on your prosperity consciousness and hit the want ads. You're out of money. Get a job and work on your prosperity consciousness. You're broke. Find a way to earn some money and then work on your prosperity consciousness while you're working to earn some money to take you out of the fear which is blocking your good. Remember that the universe always meets us on the level we are in consciousness. The universe always meets you on the level you are in consciousness. And your consciousness is your level of interpretation. So the level that you interpret on, that is your level of consciousness. How you interpret things, that is your level of consciousness. So regardless of where you are in your spiritual development, God is going to meet you where you are in your consciousness. And you also have your part to play as a co-creator. The greater you feel your sense of separation from the Spirit of God, the more you sense your separation from the Spirit of God within you, the greater the activity on the physical plane. So the more separate you are from your spiritual source, the more you have to hump. The more separate you are from your true source, the more you have to work and do a lot of physical activity and hustle in order to make it. So you want to make every one of your actions be dedicated to pleasing yourself. Your God self, your real self. Dedicate your actions to pleasing yourself. Dedicate your actions to pleasing yourself, your real self, your spiritual self, your loving self, your God self. Dedicate your actions to fulfilling yourself. Dedicate your actions to the fulfillment of yourself. Dedicate your actions to the fulfillment of yourself. Give thanks before your desire. You have to give thanks before the desire manifests. You must give thanks before the desire manifests. You must give thanks before the desire will manifest. You must give thanks before the desire will manifest. You must give thanks before the desire will manifest. You must give thanks before the desire will manifest. You must give thanks before the desire will manifest. I must give thanks. I always say I give thanks after it shows up. After the thing comes, I'm going to tell God, the Creator, how thankful I am. Of course, the miracle said, that is so backwards. Truth is, you have to fulfill the desire in your mind first. So you have to see yourself having it in your mind. 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 See the fulfillment of it in your mind. And then give thanks before it is physically manifest. That's the secret. That's the secret. Can you see yourself in that situation in your mind? Can you see yourself in that fulfillment of that desire in your mind? If it's a material thing, can you see yourself in that house? Can you see yourself in that car? Can you see yourself in that position? Can you see yourself in those clothes? Can you see yourself on that trip? Can you see yourself walking on that beach? Can you see yourself depositing thousands and thousands of dollars per day in your bank account? Can you see yourself doing that in your mind? Because if you can't see yourself doing it in your mind, it's easy as that would be, how in the world are you going to see it in the physical reality? So if you want to be really prosperous, this is what you should say. One thing you could say. Money is nothing. God is everything. Money is nothing and God is everything. Money is nothing and God is everything. Money is nothing and God is everything. Money is nothing. God is everything. Money is nothing and 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 love 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 is everything. Money is paper strips. Money is paper strips. Money is paper strips, metal disc, and plastic. Money is paper strips, metal disc, and plastic. Money is paper strips, metal disc, and plastic. Are you afraid that you're not going to be able to pay your rent because you don't have no paper strips, metal discs, and plastic? My paper strips, metal discs, and plastic alone. In your mind doesn't think it's difficult to produce paper strips. Your mind may think it's hard to produce money, but paper strips, your mind's been manifesting paper strips as long as you can remember. Money is paper strips, and you know you can manifest paper strips. Money is paper strips, and you know you can manifest paper strips. And money is nothing, and God is everything. And give thanks for it before it physically manifests. And if you can't see it in your mind, you don't really want it. You're welcome. Well, then, look, in a few minutes, you'll be running screaming out the room. If I do this right, don't worry. You'll have a trail of people behind you. Stampede at the door. You know. Where y'all running from? Love! Love! Let me get out of here! I'm not used to that. I'm not used to that. I need somebody to treat me like a dog so I can feel love. I'm going to jump around a little bit today. I'm gonna stop on page 138. Then I'm gonna hit some stuff about the body. I feel like talking about the body today, because I think everybody here has one. Anybody without a body in the house? Oh, okay. Just be quiet. Because I don't like invisible people to speak. No, just give me your thoughts. Don't talk to me. Because that's too frightening to my ego, right? You know, but the first time my God appeared before me, it blew me away. Okay, now, what page 138 says, knowledge is not the motivation for learning this course. Peace is. In other words, I'm not coming here so that I can know everything. I want to hear this course so I can have peace. Now, why do I need to get to peace? Well, the course says peace is the prerequisite for knowledge. That you can't get to knowledge until you have peace. So you have to have peace, then you can know what's going on. I have to have peace, then I know what's going on. Okay. Now, this is a very deep statement. Those who are in conflict are not peaceful. Everybody clear on that? No? If you are now in conflict, if you are now in fear, then you have no knowledge of what's really going on. I want to hold in the back of my hands. Well, this was a fine woman. Okay. At the appropriate time, I'm going to get somebody to take their cell phone out and dial my cell phone, okay? Okay? Anybody with a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll ask you to dial my cell phone number. So let me get this straight. What we're doing is we're just looking for our message. There's a message that your higher self wants to give to you. Your higher self is what's doing, is giving you this class, not me. So your higher self will let you know what you need to hear from me by that being the thing that appealed to you. Got it? So I would ask you not to listen to me in terms of trying to judge whether or not you like me or whether or not what I'm saying is true. what I'd like to invite you to do is to believe just for a minute that there's a higher intelligence than you that would use something that I'm saying to get a message to you if you're open to it. So let's see what we can get, because I got to get a message too, just as much as you. That's why I'm teaching it, because I need it the most. I'm still trying to forgive my third grade teacher. So I've been studying 25 years. Now I'm down to me. I'm the last one for me to forgive. Pretty much worked out everybody else. I'm down to me. Isn't that cool? Can I get some acknowledgement for that? So those of us that are in conflict, what is that telling us? We are what? We don't know what? We don't have peace. We don't know nothing, right?
We have no knowledge.
Yeah, we have no knowledge whatsoever of what's really going on. So it says that the condition of the kingdom is the condition of knowledge. And I love that statement because the Course calls knowledge absolute certainty. I want you to just think that for a second. And just think about how good that feels to just say. Absolute certainty. Doesn't that feel good? Because knowledge is absolute certainty. And I can't get to absolute certainty until I give myself some peace. And the Course says peace means, I like to give definitions because the definition is off the hook. The Course says peace means total fulfillment. See, that's a different vibe on peace. I thought peace was kind of dull. Because, you know, I didn't really relish sitting in a cave contemplating my navel for the next 50 years. That didn't turn me on like it did some people I knew. I'd much rather be down at Moscow Underground jamming on some progressive house music. You see what I'm saying? So the one definition of peace that we could all agree on is total fulfillment. We want that, right?
Yeah.
Y'all not fighting me on that, right?
Yeah.
Do you want total fulfillment?
Yeah.
All right, so total fulfillment leads to absolute certainty. So how do I get knowledge to be restored to me? How in the heck do I find out what's going on again? Well, it says it can be restored only when you meet the conditions of knowledge. I cannot have the knowledge until I meet the conditions of knowledge. Then when I meet the conditions of knowledge, then knowledge will show up. But I got to meet the conditions for knowing. For knowing to show up, I have to meet the conditions of knowing. For knowing to show up. I mean, what did the book just say? Well, the condition of knowing is peace. Well, what is peace? Total fulfillment. So every time you do anything to bring yourself greater fulfillment, you are moving closer to knowledge. So you're moving the closest to knowledge when you're more fulfilled within yourself. So every time you do anything to fulfill yourself more and to fulfill your life more and to feel better about yourself and love yourself more, that's moving you toward God. That's moving you toward knowledge. Whew. That's when I tend to feel the most guilty, when everything seems like it's going great. I'm getting close to knowledge and feeling guilty about it. Okay, that was one paragraph. No, that was actually half a paragraph.
Woo! Yeah. What's the
Chapter 8, The Journey Back, The Direction of the Curriculum. So according to what we just heard, how many of you are pretty close to knowledge today, or you feel like you're miles away? So take solace in the idea that you do not know what's going on. I'm telling you why.
Yeah.
Because the minute you really accept, because you're in conflict and fear, you must not know what's going on, and you can say, I do not know. As soon as you say, I do not know, that is a request for knowledge. That is a request for help. That is a request for support.
He says that the moment you say that.
I do not know. Because that's the truth. That's why the peace show up. It's because you don't know. You just tell the truth. That's why I'm all freaked out. If I knew, I wouldn't be freaked out. This book is just asking us to admit that we're doing what we're doing when we're doing it. That's all it's doing. It's just saying, why don't y'all tell the truth just for one time in your life, you don't know what's going on. And you're trying to make up that you know what's going on. And he said, and you use your judgment in order to do it. Because I judge you so I can think I know you, so I can think I know what's going on, because it's too frightening for me to accept that I don't know what's going on about nothing.
Maybe there might be some blame in there too.
Oh, we got to do some blaming.
Someone else's fault.
It's always somebody else's fault. We know that. It's always somebody else's fault. That's right. But I tell you, if my mama had been a pigeon, I'd be better today. Okay, here we go. Now, the court says that it's not a bargain made by God. God didn't say, well, I'm not going to let you have no peace until you, I'm not going to let you have some knowledge until you have some peace. The court says it's not a bargain made by your creator, because your creator doesn't make any bargains. The reason why we got to start choosing for peace, he says, is because we're misusing the laws of God on behalf of an imaginary will that's not even God's. This book says awesome stuff. It's the kind of stuff that makes people say, what the hell did he just say? It sounds like English, but what the hell did he just say? I said that the reason why we have to go from conflict to peace is because we have been misusing the universal laws on behalf of the part of us that doesn't love us. We're using the laws of God against ourselves by not loving ourselves, and then creating situations through our creative power that reflects back that we are not loved. We don't know we're using our creative ability to whoop our own butt. Stop hitting me. What y'all hit me? What y'all? I'm doing it to myself. But it seems crazy for me to do it to myself. So what I do is I'll grab his hand and hit myself in the jaw. I use my brother to give me what I think I deserve. Then I can blame him and keep on doing it and still feel like I'm sane.
Oh, hello.
Say that again.
Yeah. It's too insane even to me to beat my own butt. But if I can do it through you, I get the butt beating I want, but I also don't have to take responsibility for it. And I can keep the whole thing going because I don't know I'm doing it, which means I successfully crucify a me I don't like. And why don't I like me? Well, it hasn't made me special enough. That's why. I assigned my body the role to make me special, and it has failed miserably. My stomach don't look right. My butt's too flat. My breast too big. So I can possibly look. Because I am this body. Wow. Woo! And if I hate myself, why wouldn't, as a child of God, I order the universe to kick my butt all day long? A boss I don't like, a relationship I don't like, a car I don't like, people I don't like, sicknesses I don't like. Because I don't like me. How do I know I don't like me? I don't wake up in the morning and go, God, I love you. Wow, I'm glad I'm here. Wow, the world is blessed to have me here. Wow, someone who's going to be lucky enough to meet me today. So Keith, I was at a club last night. Had never been to that club before. It was called Boscow Underground. So I went underground. And it was awesome. Especially like this music they were playing. So they call it House Progressive or Progressive House or something, whatever it was cool. And so when I walked into the situation, because I was meeting a friend, when I walked in a situation I'd never been in before, and it seemed like it's totally weird in terms of what I'm accustomed to, you know. Wasn't like there was a whole lot of strange looking black guys standing around there my age. And I said, okay, girl, watch that black go over to the left.
That's the eye.
I created my own racism.
Right.
Is that deep?
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of the many variety of ways that we come up with to give ourselves crap when we don't love ourselves. And then we order up the people who are given to us continuously because they're dedicated to our misery. At our request. Right?
Right.
So what's so cool about hearing this is the only reason why we're creating that is because we're misusing the laws of God on behalf of an imaginary will that's not God's. Because it's never God's will for you to suffer. It's never the Creator's will for you to be in pain. It's never for the Creator. When I talk about the Creator, this is as if it's a separate entity. I don't mean it that way at all. I'm just doing it that way because we think we're separate and we understand separation more than we do oneness. So it'd be better to talk to us in the language we use. So it's kind of like, look like God is out there, but we know God isn't out there. We don't even know where God is. You know, even God, like God looked up on me. I was so bad, I haven't even seen God all my life. If God could deserve me, I must be really messed up. See, that's where the ego tells us. It looks like I'm out here on my own. I got to look out for myself. I got to see if I can find one or two little relationships that I can kind of squeeze the blood out of. And then, try to, you know, because I'm a desperate person. And I'm telling you, that's the misuse of the laws of God on behalf of an imaginary will that is not God's. It is not God's will for you to suffer. In order for you to have knowledge, you have to have total fulfillment. And what will allow you to have total fulfillment is for you to make the decision today that it is God's will, it is the will of the universe for you to have absolute certainty. It is the will of the universe for me to have absolute certainty. It is the will of the universe for me to have absolute certainty. So, if I'm opposing the will of the universe to give me knowledge, how can I have knowledge when I'm opposing it? How can I get the truth when I'm fighting it? How can I get the truth when I won't believe it? How can I get the truth when I'm opposing it? We've been told that knowledge is going to give us total fulfillment, but guess what? We still don't see that it's totally desirable. It's not like we're running out like a herd of elephants to try to get to that peace as quick as we possibly can, even though I just heard that it didn't exactly really turn me on. Did it just turn you totally on to have the idea of peace? Does it really turn you on as much as a trip overseas to some beautiful city? Does the idea of peace turn you on more than a wonderful dress that you like?
Yeah.
You know, does it? Yeah, I don't know, but it's a trip that when I let myself have total fulfillment, then I will have absolute certainty. So it's very practical to let yourself be happy, and you deserve to be happy. You deserve it. 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 You deserve happiness. You deserve it.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
I
deserve
it.
Thank you. See, the Course says we don't really see our peace as being totally desirable and we wouldn't throw it away so fast. If your peace really means as much as you say your peace means to you, why do you give it up if somebody moves in your lane too fast?
Yeah.
If your peace means as much as you say it, why are you upset about what that person said to you today? The Course is saying, really? If your peace is really as important to you as you say this, why do you give it away so fast? Why does every little thing that happens all day long take your peace away if your peace really means that much to you? I'm just reading out the book. It just trips me out. See, there's a part of you that doesn't love you. He says it wants to ask for your allegiance. There's a part of you that says, you know, I've never treated you right. Never let anything good really come to you. But I want you to keep listening to me, okay? You know, I want you to keep listening to this voice. It's never brought you anything you wanted. Will you promise? Leave it. Sorry. They're going to be calling me about bills. At least I'm going to enjoy it. I know what I'm saying. Make your phone jingle. Because it really is ludicrous. Okay, y'all with me?
Yeah.
You got me so far? I know the Course in Miracles is intense in its absolute simplicity. And the Course says that, you know, simplicity is very difficult for twisted minds. When I read that in the book, I said, I think I've been insulted. It's right on the page. Simplicity is very difficult for twisted minds. I looked at that, I said, I don't understand that. That seems very difficult. I have a twisted mind. of mind that sometimes doesn't love me. That's a twisted mind. It's time to straighten it out, isn't it? Huh? Now, I know the distractions of the ego may seem to interfere with your learning. I know it seems like the distractions of your worries and all your thoughts may seem to interfere with your learning, but do you know that your ego has no power to distract you unless you give it the power to do so? Do you know your thoughts have no power to distract you unless you give your thoughts the power to distract you? Do you know your thoughts cannot distract you unless you give your thoughts the power to distract you? Do you know that that fear cannot distract you unless you give that fear the power to distract you? Do you know that that worry could not distract you unless you give it the power to distract you? If there's nothing in your mind that's distracting you, that you're not giving the power to that thing to distract you. So this voice that's telling you the stuff that's making you feel bad, the voice that's telling you the stuff that's keeping you from being happy, the voice that's not letting you have a good time, it is an hallucination.
Woo! So girls, you give it the power just by listening to it.
You give it the power by doing what it says. It's okay to listen to it. That's, you know, it's okay not to be in repression. Go ahead and admit what you feel. Say what you feel to yourself. But just don't let it direct your actions. Don't repress your thoughts. Just don't let them direct your actions. Because the voice, why is the voice an hallucination? That's a good point. Why is the voice that's upsetting you a hallucination? Because you're the one that made it up. You're the one that's making up what you're telling yourself right now. You're the one making up what you're telling yourself right now. You're the one making up what you're thinking right now. You're the one that's making up what you're thinking right now. And it's what you're thinking right now that's determining how you feel right now. What you're thinking right now is determining how you feel right now. And you're the one determining what you're thinking right now. So nobody's making you feel bad. So forgive everybody. I'm making myself feel the way I do about my childhood. I'm making myself feel the way I do about my relationship. I'm making myself feel the way I do about my financial situation. I'm making myself feel the way that I feel about what I'm telling myself. And what I'm telling myself is what I made up. And that's what's determining how I feel right now. But I'm waiting for something outside of me to make me happy. Even though I don't realize I'm the one that's making me unhappy by what I'm telling myself right now. So I could be happy today. I could be happy right now. But I don't think so. Because Earl Purdy, I personally sentenced myself to another 6 months of unhappiness. And until my sentence is up, I don't care how much truth I get, I will not be happy. Now, I'll go to a class to make my sentence lighter, make my jail time easier. But if what I'm feeling right now is coming from what I'm telling myself right now, then I don't have to feel the way I feel right now, no matter how I'm feeling. And it doesn't take one single external thing outside of me for me to change the way I'm thinking right now, because I'm the one that's thinking what I'm thinking. Well, why won't I give it up? Because why would I give up something that's helping me achieve my goal? My goal is to feel bad because I don't love myself. This thinking helps me feel bad. I'm succeeding in making myself miserable, which is my goal when I don't love myself or my brother.
Why would we choose
or sister? We choose that out of our total unawareness of who we really are.
Is there a benefit to choosing it? Isn't there a reason why I keep doing it over and over again?
Because you're insane. Hey, brother, you're not alone. But so the least we can do is be cute in our insanity, can't we? Make sure we're fashionably well dressed as much as we can while we're crazy. I'm a crazy man, but don't I look good? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Okay. So what we're going to do right now is I want you to just take a breath for a minute and allow me to go off on what I just said. I want to pump. A couple of points home. I got my favorite, but I play it off. Damn, I want to do something different.
Ready again? Ready again?
Thank you.
listen to these words, just a minute. Are you saying, person you used to know? Why don't you stop and think it over? Are you the same? Thank you for feeding me, God. Thank you for everything you do for me, God. God. I know who you are. Na 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 na. I don't care how hard you try to hide. I know who you are. So let's bless our love offering. Unity Temple, thanks for what you share also, for what you share. I now accept unexpected income. Together? I now accept unexpected income. Let me recognize the abundance that I have already received. Let me recognize the abundance that I have already received. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's some flowers out on this, out on the table for a workshop that I'm doing with Stephanie Padilla on revolutionary relationships, a totally radical approach to relationships. And it's all relationships. It's not just romantic relationships. It's any kind of relationship that you are dealing with.
What is it?
It's going to be February 12th from 10 to 6. I got the details up there. And it's going to be limited enrollment so we can do some personal stuff. So if you're interested in doing this, $100 for the day. You can also do credit cards and that kind of stuff. And we're just going to do first register. That's who in the class kind of thing, you know. So I'm excited about this because I wanted to create a workshop through the Holy Spirit that was not saying the same things over and over again that I had heard in other workshops about relationships, the typical stuff that we hear. So it's based and rooted in the Course. And y'all know the Course always says a little bit different from the way we think it's going to be. So if you get a chance, I mean, if you want to do it, it's a pad of a pen up there and put your name and number and all that good stuff and we'll be able to do it. If you want to have a personal session with me, I got some flyers out there. I'd love to give you another way of looking at what you think you're going through. I'd also love to do a soul purpose reading, which is supposed to be a way, it is a way of getting in touch with why you were born and what you came here to learn and to do. It's called a soul purpose reading. I do that. So that's deep. Because I found that once a person gets in touch with what they're here for, then that's when things seem to unfold the quickest. That's if you're open to this, because it's just one way of getting information. It's not for everybody. Some people don't believe in anything intuitive or psychic. So they effectively cut themselves off from speedy everything.
Different definitions.
Hmm?
Just don't see it for what it is.
Yeah.
It's every day.
It's every day. It's every day. It's every day. Because think about it. If you're going to be a more peaceful person, then you have to be more aware, right? Because you don't want to attack anymore. Well, the easiest way not to attack is to be in situations where you don't have to defend yourself. Right? Yeah. So we are going to be protected by the peace that we are achieving. We don't realize peace protects you because it just doesn't draw attack to you. So there's nothing you can do to make yourself safe in the world than to be truly peaceful. That means truly, totally fulfilled. Mm. Truly, totally fulfilled. Wow. That's cool. Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
There's also some flyers out there.
Tonight. Yeah.
Love that session. So
yeah.
I thought we'd put it in practice.
Yeah, we're going to have an exam that night called a party. And we're going to see who really got the workshop and who. And if you don't come to the workshop, you still can come to the party. Oh, okay? The party, you're not excluded from the party. Now, I warn you, there will be peaceful people there. So if you want to fight, that's the wrong party.
We'll put more flyers out on Thursday night as well than the following Sunday. So if you didn't get one today, we'll have more.
Okay, this is good. This is great. We got a little extra time. And what I'd like to do, because I know I said a lot of stuff, and before I do a quick review and hear a little bit of stuff before you go out in the lab, any questions about anything that I said? Okay.
So totally fulfilled is... Again, within, it's not the job. You got the job you wanted, or the car you wanted, or you won lotto, or any of that. It's that you accept your innocence, your connection, your oneness, your value as a holy child of God. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's it.
You can have the car.
That's it. It's gonna come from. Yeah, you can have the car too. I'd like that. I always ask myself, you know, before I would purchase something, would I give my piece away if this thing was lost or stolen or destroyed? If I was going to give my piece away if it was lost, stolen, or destroyed, I didn't purchase it. You know, because all fear, of course, is a fear of loss.
Yeah.
So the more you let go of the idea that you can lose, the less fear you have. And that's what it's about. It's about it's about not having the fear. Because the fear is what's blocking your good, because the fear distorts your perception. And when you're looking through a wall of fear, you really can't see what's going on. So you're actually surrounded by all the blessings you could imagine, but you can't see past your fear. And your fear is your thought system. Your thought system is your perception. So everything you want is just on the other side of the way you see things. Everything you want is just on the other side of the way you see things. Because you don't see it.
But it's there.
But it's totally there. Just because I cover my eyes, are there any fewer people in the room? And since I can't see, might I not bump into somebody and fall all over them and hurt myself? Well, that's why we're hurting ourselves, because we can't see each other, so we're falling all over each other. And in some cases, we call it sex. Okay. And I fell into that. Okay. And another question. I like questions. Questions are cool because they lead me to say stuff that I shouldn't.
I'm still asking the question, why is it we choose this insanity? Why is it we choose
that's the question. That's the question that the Course says there is no answer. There's only an experience. And what you want to get to is the experience of peace. It's sort of like... it's sort of like a person being in a burning building and you won't leave the building until the fireman tell you how the fire got started.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it don't matter why we're doing it. It doesn't matter how we're doing it. What it is that we're in a situation where we don't feel total peace and we want out. So the time I spent on trying to figure out how I got there, I could be getting on the ladder going down to the street with the fireman. And the Course is saying, here's the fireman. Let me take you down the ladder. And I'm saying, I don't want to go until you tell me how it got started. Yeah, you know, we can all ask those unanswerable questions, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what they do is just the later time you could actually be applying the principle. You know what I'm saying? I could be loving everybody in this room instead of trying to figure out whether I should love you or whether or not what that book said is true about if I should love you. All I know is every time I apply any of the principles, which is to be loving as I possibly can, I attract people in my life like you. That's all I need to know.
Wow.
But I had to go, last night was a perfect example of what I was talking about. I said I walked in the place, I said the prayer. Because I was in this, you know, in this strange kind of place that I was enjoying. And really, truly, that night, the guy walked up to me and he said, wow, I recognize you. It's good that we saw each other in this place. You know, it really is about love. That's all it really is about, is love. Because there's nothing outside of us that's really making us unhappy anyway. Isn't that right?
Wow. Somebody said that to
me? Somebody said that to me. They came they came over and he said, you know, it's rare that we run into those of us who are awake, you know, because he asked me what I did. As soon as I told him what I did, he said, oh, wow, that's great, you know, because that's what it's about. Then he ran back to me everything I had just said to him as being his perception and his viewpoint. And all I did was ask when I walked in the room to meet somebody who would recognize me, because I knew that I was invisible for the most part, and that's okay. Because when you're invisible, you get a chance to watch this incredible show that's going on before you. And I do that sometimes. I just feel the energy of parts of myself that are doing things that they don't even know I'm there watching them do. And then I bless them while they're doing it. So I'm enjoying what I'm looking at, and I'm blessing everybody on the dance floor. Nobody recognizes me because I don't fit in. So they just block me right out. My age doesn't fit, my race doesn't fit in most cases. I'm invisible. So then I get the chance to bless everybody in the room, but then I also always ask to see who recognizes me, who actually sees and recognizes who I am. And then people will come up just like that person and immediately go to, you know, there's nothing outside of ourselves. That's the problem. It's what's going on inside of us. And he says, I swear to God, he said to me, basically what it all boils down to, brother, is all we have to do is just love each other. And I love what you're doing. Where's your card? I think I might come.
Yeah.
That happened to me. The day before, I was going down the elevator in my apartment building. This motorcycle-looking dude got on there. He looked up at me and said, you know, even though it looks like we're different, what we really should be doing is, you know, focusing on the fact that, you know, we really all one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Some of y'all think I'm lying. I don't care. It's your problem, not mine. I'm telling the truth. That's what I'm telling you. I mean, I remember a time when I would have thought something like that was totally and completely impossible. that, you know, just a total stranger just come up and just say the truth to you. But that book has said that, look, Earl, everything you see is nothing but some segment of your own mind that you're looking at. And as you change your mind, you're going to watch everything around you automatically change. But until you change your mind, you won't see it. So you think what you're hearing is a lie, because there's nothing in the outer world that validates with you the truth that you're hearing. Because you don't see it in your world right now, because you're not thinking those thoughts. So when I say this stuff, it sounds kind of like, you know, fairy tale stuff. That's because you're just seeing your own images that you're making in your life. And those images don't validate what you're hearing from me. But just realize that the images that you're looking at in your life right now came from other such present moments, just like this one, that you thought in. So now you can think something different, and you watch your images begin to automatically change to motorcycle dude saying, let's be one. You know? That's the truth. Like that story I told you about what happened in Spearhead contest, when a girl just walked up and grabbed me and kissed me after I thought about it. And she was on the other side of the room. You know, I love my test.
Yeah.
I love the test God gave me. Can you handle somebody beautifully kissing you?
Yeah.
And recognizing you? Can you take it? Are you going to be all right? Don't be a wimp. Stop being wimpy about letting your good in. The Course says we don't ask for too much, we don't ask for enough.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Said the reason why you don't have is you just asking for a little bit, right? You hear people say that, just give me a little bit. But you already have a little bit. So you asking for nothing. You already have a little bit. So the Course says, ask for everything. I want it all. Then he says the mind says, well, if I have it all, nobody else will have their share.
Wrong.
When you let yourself have, that's when everybody around you will have. Because remember, everything that you are experiencing is a reflection of an idea or a thought in your own mind.
Yeah.
You got me?
Yeah.
I didn't get it, Earl. Can you one more time?
I was saying.
Cool.
I was saying that what I want to ask you to do is stop using your present experience as a witness to any of the truth. The only thing your physical experience is witnessing back to you is what you believe and have accepted as true. It's not witnessing the truth back to you. It's just witnessing what you are telling yourself back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to go to the next level, you have to recognize that what you are experiencing right now is just a result of thoughts you've had in the past, and stop fighting it, okay? That's just a result of the way you used to think, while still focusing on the new thoughts that you'd like to see manifest, and giving thanks for those thoughts before they manifest by taking the time to see yourself in your mind being totally fulfilled.
So that's setting the intention.
And that's setting the intention, and then you will begin to see an incredible change in your perception that will blow your mind. And it'll have an accelerating acceleration to it. Because the more you do it, the more, like the answers, I saw the guy who was loving toward me, so now I believe the strangers can be loving toward me, which means more strangers will be loving toward me, because I believe that they can be more loving. Why? Because I'm seeing them. And then you just start to automatically ramp up your good.
Yeah.
Woo! Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, okay. I can't believe it's 5 minutes. Yeah, give me another one.
Well, you know, this thing about why do we choose? Because we do. We choose the low road. And one thing that's helped me in your teaching is that, and it's helped me feel innocent when I do that, is I'm used to it. It's familiar, you know? And it reinforces my lack of self-love. So now that I know that, that's power. And so when I choose that, I'm choosing that again.
Now, let's take it to the next level, because that's what you say is cool. Okay, now you're recognizing that you're the one who's doing it to yourself by what you're telling yourself, right?
Right.
And the role that I have in your life is to remind you of the truth when you forget about it and go back into that mind that thinks you're unworthy again. How can I do that? Well, I can do that by showing gratitude and appreciation for you as much as possible. Reminding you how wonderful you are as much as possible. Not attacking you, judging you, criticizing you, condemning you, and talking about you myself.
because I need to help you remember when you fall asleep, and you need to help me remember when I fall asleep and I think I'm not worthy, then I need you to remember my light and to see my power and see my strength. And that's the purpose of a relationship, not to take care of each other, but to remind each other. I see you. I see you. I see you. I see you. You know what I'm saying? You are more than your bodies. Your bodies are just the way you communicate in this plane, but you're a lot more than your body. Thank God. Thank God you're more than your body. I'm so glad I don't know what to do. And the older I get, the more I want to meet people who know how to look beyond the body. My whole philosophy changing. I want the perfect person like weekly old men. We just get turned on. I want somebody to love me however I am. Whatever way I am. I don't want nobody that's going to love me under certain specific conditions.
You got it.
Amen.
Woo! I love you.
I'll marry you when you change your body part or two. Can you imagine millions of years from now when they open up all these graves and all they see is silicone and bones? It's going to be deep. Silicone and bones. They're going to be like, oh, boy, this was a deep race. All right, so I want to say a prosperity, a little prosperity. I've done a prosperity kick today. I hope you don't mind me focusing on having more abundance. Is that okay? Alright, okay, well let's finish this. We got a couple of minutes, so just relax for a second. And we're going to come in for a landing. Please stay seated until we get to the gates. If there's a person that you've been using in your life to hold back your good, I want you to silently say this after me. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. Unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom. In the name of my freedom. I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. Because I recognize that we will be released together. More time. I give it to the Holy Spirit. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. Because I recognize that we will be released together. We will be released together. We will be released together. I give you to the universe. I give you to love. I give you to the Creator. I give you to Spirit. I give you to all that is. Now, when you hear that beat in your mind, see that person trotting off in the distance, jogging off. They jogging off. Can you see them? Just see them. Just look at them go over a hill or something. Just see a little dust where they went over the hill. Can you feel them going? Now, I want you to, cricket may be, I want you to see them having a smile on their face. I want you to see them being very happy, moving to the perfect place, which is away from you. Yeah. What's the definition of the perfect place? It's away from me. That's your perfect place, buddy. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, so in honor of what we've done, and don't forget you can get a copy of this class on CD. I do them on a prepaid $5 basis. Just put your name and the class, date, and phone number. It costs me $5. And then I make a CD and bring it back to the next Sunday class. We covered some deep stuff today. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. On Tuesday, I'm starting a class out south. Tuesdays from 12:30 to 1:30 in the day. At 3501 South Corona. 3501 South Corona. 3501 South Corona. 3501 South Corona. So let's get something going down here. May the course be with you. Let's acknowledge us. We awesome, y'all. See him going off in the distance?
Yeah.